理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 11 A Missed Chance. That afternoon, Angel and Tess drove the bucket of milk to the station. They were quiet as they drove down the road. It began to rain and Tess had no jacket. She moved closer to Claire.
Well, Tess,
he said,
what do you say?
I will try to answer before night.They passed an old house that Angel showed to Tess.
It belonged to the ancient D'Urberville family. It is sad when a noble family dies out,
he said. Yes, Tess said. After they reached the station and left the milk, Angel asked Tess for an answer. The reason I said no is because I have something to tell you about my past life, said Tess.
Tell me if you want. I love you.
I grew up in Marlott. I wanted to be a teacher, but my family was poor. My father drank and did not work enough.
That is not unusual. It's fine,
said Claire. He held Tess close. And I am not really a D'Urberville. I am a Derbyfield. I come from the same family that owned the house we saw.
Is that the whole story, Tess?
Yes, lied Tess.
Well, why wouldn't I love you?
Because Mr. Crick said you hated old families, she said.
No,
laughed Angel.
I hate the idea that noble people should be better than other people. But I am interested in your story. What do you think of your ancient family?
I think it's sad.Tess was not able to tell Claire the truth. She was not brave enough. Angel was very happy.
Tess, people like a noble name. They will be happy if you become my wife. Even my mother will like you better. You must use your D'Urberville name.
I like my Derbyfield name, said Tess.
By the way, there is a family that is using the D'Urberville name.They live near the chase. It is the same man who was mean to my father.
Angel, I do not want to use that name.
Well then, Tess, marry me. Take my name and don't use yours.
Claire held Tess and kissed her. Yes, said Tess. When she said yes, she started to cry.
What is wrong?
Asked Angel. He was surprised.I promised I would never be married. I wish I had never been born.
Tess, if you really love me, you would not say that.
Then I will prove that I love you, said Tess. She kissed him hard. Claire could feel her love on his lips. They drove home in the darkness. I must tell my mother, Tess said.
Where does she live?
In Marlott.
I have seen you before,
said Claire. Yes, when you did not dance with me. When she returned to the farm, Tess wrote a letter to her mother. This is what her mother wrote back to her. Dear Tess, we are all happy to hear your news. To answer your question, you must never tell your future husband about your past. It would be stupid.It happened a long time ago, and it was not your fault. You promised me you would not tell anyone. I wish you and your man luck. Love from your mother. Tess did not usually agree with her mother, but thought Joan was right about this question. It seemed Angel would be happier if she said nothing. From that October, Tess was completely happy.Angel was the perfect friend and lover. He was intelligent and kind. She forgot her past. They spent all of their time together after they were engaged. They went for walks and talked about their future. Tess could hardly believe that she would spend her whole life with this perfect man. She forgot her past sadness, but she knew that sadness could return. One day she asked Angel, "Why didn't you stay in Marlott when you saw me dance? Why didn't you love me then?"
"I did not know you then. You must not be bitter. Why are you so upset?"
Tess hid her feelings. She said, "It would have been nice to have 4 more years of your love." They told Mr. Crick and his wife that they were engaged. The other milkmaids were all very happy for her, even though they were a little jealous. Marion said, "We do not hate you because we knew he would choose you. Remember us well after you leave." Tess was afraid to set a date for the wedding. She did not want a new life. She liked her life at the dairy, but it was clear that Mr. Crick did not need her help. It was the slow time of year at the dairy. Tess had to leave at Christmas.
"Good,"
said Angel.
"Now we must decide when to get married."
They decided to have their wedding on December 31st. The wedding would be small and it would be at the dairy. Angel also felt that things were happening fast. He had not planned to marry so soon, but he wanted to be with Tess. He wanted her to learn to read, and he wanted to work more. They could stay at the old farm that belonged to the ancient D'Urberville family while he studied and worked. The wedding day came closer. Tess could not believe it. On Christmas Eve, Angel and Tess went shopping together. They took a carriage into town. There were a lot of strangers who stared at Tess. She looked happy with Angel. While Tess was waiting for Angel to get the carriage, 2 men walked by.
"She is a beautiful lady,"
said one.
"She is beautiful, but she is no lady,"
said the other. Angel heard the 2 men talking. He was very angry. He hit the man in the face.
"I am sorry, sir,"
said the man.
"I made a mistake."
Angel said it was fine. He gave the man some money and left with Tess.
"Was it a mistake?"
asked the other man.
"No,"
said his friend. Tess was very worried on the way home. She had to tell Angel about her past. When she got to the dairy, she wrote Angel a letter. She wrote about the things that had happened 4 years ago. That night, she left the letter under Angel's door. The next day, Angel kissed Tess as usual. He did not talk about the letter, so she did not know if he had read it. Days passed, and he did not talk about it. Finally, their wedding day came.